Emergency services for the exceptional Audi Centre Doncaster. Behind you all the way.
We don't get fooled again.
11 to 6. CSI Melbourne at Melbourne Cup time with Media Officer Belinda Batty. Good morning, dear Belinda.
Good morning.
When's the Nicaraguan Cup? Is that like the last Sunday in September they run the Nicaraguan Cup?
Every weekend after a bottle of rum.
Yeah, eh? They know how to live.
They got any horses in Nicaragua, or are they all goats or donkeys?
No, there's a lot of horses because they still actually use the horse and cart to take the milk and, you know, all that gear around.
Oh, right.
Fantastic. Yeah. What news do you bring, Belinda?
Well, not a lot of crime overnight, which is a good thing, but Melbourne Cup Carnival kicking off this weekend, and basically there'll be an increased police presence. There'll be patrols around most of the gates inside, as well as booze buses around the racecourse. Now, if you do party a little bit hard, you will be up for some on-the-spot fines. Being drunk in a public place, $590. Drunk and disorderly, $738. And if you try and smuggle the alcohol into the races, $295.
What was the first one? Drunk in a public place?
Yes.
$590, drunk and disorderly?
$738.
So you get an extra $148 for being disorderly.
That's correct.
What's disorderly, Belinda?
Well, I guess...
You know what it is, Belinda?
It's like aggravated burglary, is it?
Belinda, you know it when you see it.
Yeah, well...
You know what disorderly is, don't you? The magistrate would just say, was he disorderly? Yes, Your Worship. Convicted. Was he drunk? Don't you want to know how he was disorderly?
How do you know he was drunk? Well, Your Worship, he was disorderly.
No, he was unsteady on his feet. His eyes were glazed. And what was the third one?
No, his eyes were dilated.
Yeah. No, his eyes were glazed.
And he smelt strongly of liquor.
And he smelt strongly of liquor. Mm. There you go.
I remember once in court, Belinda, the young constable was doing that, and the magistrate said, yeah, now, well, what did you notice about him? He said his eyes were diluted.
Diluted.
Oh, that was the case of Dean Martin. Are you old enough to remember Dean Martin, Belinda?
Oh, yeah.
You know, when an eel bites your toe because it's moving too slow, it's a moray, and songs like that, right? Dino Crosetti from Steubenville, Ohio. He was stopped once by the police. And you know when the police in America make you do physical demonstrations of your sobriety?
Yes.
Like extend your arms and then bring them together and touch your nose.
Yeah, walk along a straight line.
Walk along the white line on the roadway.
Yeah.
Oh, they said to Dean Martin, he said, would you please walk along that white line? He said, not without a net. the great man. Is that it? Melbourne Cup Carnival? Well, just don't get drunk. Don't get drunk, and especially you pay an extra $148 if it is orderly as well on
That's
top.
That's right. Celebrate, but safely.
Where will Belinda Batty be watching the Cup from on Tuesday when it's going to be 29 degrees?
I will be in bed asleep. It'll be my last morning of night shift. I think I'm going to miss the whole thing.
Hang on. We'd have to redefine it. Can someone get on the net, on the Wikipedia, under Melbourne Cup, and where it says the race that stops a nation, could you change that place because Belinda's going to be asleep? I guess she stopped.
No, actually, what time's it on this year? Because every other feature race has been on, you know, at a quarter to eight at night.
I might be awake.
That's right. That's presumably why they do it. Well, the Cox Plate was run at 5:40. A Caulfield Cup presumably was about...
Yeah, around about the same time, about 20 to 6.
Yeah, it was, because I was scoring at my son's basketball game and listening on my phone at the same time, which bemused my fellow parent. Belinda, we can't get a tip from you for the... Well, you're going to be with us for the rest of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Right, so on Friday, we want a tip for the long-range tip for the Gup.
An omen tip.
Absolutely.
Good on you. See you, Belinda.